from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. About 2 weeks ago, NASA launched a new telescope into space to search for black holes. Scientists on the ground at UC Berkeley are communicating with it. And as Lauren Sommer reports, they're hoping to solve some of the mysteries around these strange space oddities.
Instrument PID MOM on Mach 1. Can you give us an instrument status, please?
In a small room on the UC Berkeley campus, about a dozen people with headsets are glued to their laptops.
DMOM, this is PI. All instrument systems are normal.
This is mission control for the New Star Telescope, currently flying about 350 miles above the Earth.
So on the monitor over there, it shows the track of New Star and its orbit.
Fiona Harrison is the principal scientist for the mission. If there's one word that describes her last few weeks, it's
nail-biting.
The team here is turning on the school bus-sized telescope remotely, step by step, checking the electronics as they go. And if all goes well, in a little over a week, the $170 million telescope will begin its hunt for black holes.
Well, we're not actually seeing the black hole. That's kind of a common misconception.
Right. Black holes are called black holes for a reason.
What you're actually seeing is the stuff that's attracted to it.
But hold on. What exactly is a black hole?
Theoretically, black holes are really quite simple.
That's Alex Filipenko, an astronomy professor at UC Berkeley. And to explain black holes, he's using a not-so-scientific source, the 1979 Disney movie, The Black Hole.
It's a sci-fi movie that has these crew members go into a black hole while they're in a spaceship.
I will travel where no man has dared to go.
As the crew's spaceship gets closer to the center of the black hole, they're inescapably pulled in.
You mean we're going into the black hole?
Filipenko says that part is true. They're being drawn in by gravity.
Gravity is enormously important.
Throw a tennis ball here on Earth, and it falls back to the ground. But shoot a rocket into space, and it escapes the planet's gravity, no problem. That's because, in the grand scheme of things, the Earth isn't very big or dense. Black holes, on the other hand, form from much bigger objects. When a massive star explodes, the core collapses down to a tiny point.
Matter has been compressed so much that the gravity around it has become really, really strong.
So strong that nothing, not even light, can escape.
So it's black.
Now, back to the movie. The spaceship flies into the black hole.
And they've emerged unscathed.
Into another universe.
No, I don't think so. There are all kinds of ways in which you would die a horrible death.
For one, gravity would rip you apart.
We say that you would be spaghettified.
But there's another problem. Black holes pull in tons of gas and dust, just like water going down a drain. It swirls faster and faster and gets hotter and hotter.
You would be zapped. You would be vaporized by all the radiation coming from this hot disk of material swirling in.
It's this swirling material that the New Star Telescope is looking for. It emits X-ray light, like the kind you find in a doctor's office. The X-ray images from New Star will be 10 times crisper than ever captured before. Scientists are hoping this will give them more clues about the mysteries surrounding black holes, like how they grow.
They eat dramatically, but rarely.
Elliot Quadert is an astronomy professor at UC Berkeley. He says black holes grow just like we do, by eating. Now, there are millions of black holes around our galaxy, but at the very center, there's a supermassive black hole that's eaten quite a bit.
The kind of misconception that's out there a little bit is that black holes are a vacuum cleaner that will inevitably suck in everything around them.
For the most part, black holes are on a forced diet. They've already eaten everything close by.
But then every once in a while, there'll be a lot of gas that gets funneled to the center of a galaxy and a black hole will grow in kind of a big spurt.
Quadert says seeing this black hole mealtime with the New Star Telescope could reveal more about the extreme physics behind it. That, in turn, can answer questions about how galaxies and solar systems form, essentially why our little planet is here at all.
These are conditions that you can't reproduce anywhere on Earth, so they provide a window into physics that you can't study in any other way.
The New Star Telescope will also be looking for a strange phenomenon, something made famous by Homer Simpson. Burping.
You can think about this black hole burping, right? As if you're on a feeding frenzy and you can't fit that many hot dogs in your mouth.
Joshua Bloom is an associate professor at UC Berkeley. Early last year, astronomers noticed a star that had wandered too close to a black hole.
What you would see is the star getting pulled apart almost like taffy.
As it devoured the star, the black hole spit out a huge jet of material, a burp. That might sound weird. Nothing can escape a black hole, right?
You're right. These are the sort of Las Vegas of the universe. What happens inside of a black hole stays inside of a black hole. But on the outskirts of them, that is where there's tremendous action.
Bloom says these burps are rare, and they aren't exactly sure why they happen. He has his fingers crossed that the New Star Telescope will see more of them.
The real hope is that we find something that hadn't been envisioned yet.
The New Star mission is expected to last at least 2 years. For Quest, I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Support for Quest is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.